Hi, this is Funny Lady Life, and this is Dottie St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
Or should I call him Scratcher?
Scratchy?
Scratcher, the Scratcher.
Oh, come on.
Hey, we share our lives with this podcast, okay? The good, the bad, and the I don't know, whatever else. Anywho, we went to the supermarket, and we get inside, and Larry said, what did you say, Larry?
I said, my back is itchy.
Right. So we get into the produce, and he's looking for something to rub his back against. I said, you know, come here. So I put my hand up his shirt, and I'm scratching his back. Okay. Is it the right thing to do in produce? No.
Well, you told me not to be rubbing up against stuff in the store like a bear on a tree, you know. So, right. You know, it was either, you know, I handle it myself, or you give me a little scratching.
Right.
Driving me nuts.
So there I am, you know, scratching, whatever. And I said, Larry, I said, we have to get something for you. You can't just be dealing with this. I don't know what's going on. We didn't change laundry detergents. It wasn't a new shirt. I don't know. Is it the change of weather? Who knows?
Whatever. Itching happens.
It does. So anywho, we're walking through the aisles and I'm talking, having a conversation, and I turn and Larry's not there. And I look and he's down the end of the aisle, rubbing up against the metal part, the frame or whatever, for the end of the aisle.
Again, had to do something.
Right. So I said, Larry, I said, should I go get some lotion or something, like a itch lotion? And you know, obviously we're going to pay for it. We're not going to use it and put it back. Listen to those words, Larry. Use it and put it back, okay?
Okay.
Anywho, we get to the front. He didn't want to get any kind of lotion. He said, he's fine, okay. So we get to the front where, to check out. And, you know, I like to look at the magazines that are
okay, here's front. The bottom line. You were distracted with the magazine. You were going to be dealing with the cashier. The cashier wasn't paying no attention. No harm, no foul. I see those Slim Jims sitting there. It was the big 18-inch bad boy. Even a little flex to it. You know, I'm like, this will make the perfect back scratcher. I had to do something. I took the Slim Jim. I stuck it down my shirt. I scratched my back. It felt good. It took care of the itch. I put it back like a magician. You didn't see it. She didn't see it. Okay, so I don't even know.
I don't even know how you even knew.
Whatever, but nonetheless, no one in the store
did. I didn't want to call attention to it because she would have said something. I'm sure somebody would have said something.
Sure. So, and then the next day, security would be like, oh, we have a guy scratching his back with a Slim Jim. Can we get a positive ID on him?
Oh,
I don't think so.
You know, we shop at the store all the time, okay? Not that we know the people that work there, but nonetheless, like, that's our store that we go to. And I don't want to be kicked out of the store, Larry.
Dot, let me put it to you this way. You're talking about putting stuff back. Okay, this whole thing before with the using a lotion and putting it back?
No, we would buy. I didn't say put. I was being funny because of what you did.
Either way, that would be your posit being it. Okay, here's the situation, okay? I'm not touching the meat, okay? The meat's in the package. Anybody's going to eat it has to open the package, okay? So they're not going to have, like, contamination of back germs on their meat.
It's
only the outside wrapper.
Yeah, well,
which they have to get rid of, which other people touch when they display them. Everybody touches them.
No, they don't touch their back though.
Doesn't matter.
Oh boy,
back's probably cleaner than the paws are.
So we had to share this with you because it's I don't know, something strange.
An itchy back.
Okay. Now my back is itching me.
Well, grab a Slim Jim.
Oh, jeez. We don't have a Slim Jim.
Well, if we did, you'd admit it
boy.
Was good back scratcher.
I got to stop thinking about this. So we just wanted to share this with you because this is our life. This is our life, Larry.
That's right.
Thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Life. Bye.
Bye-bye.